Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. I'm a working. next song we're going to do is called Old Time Way. We're going to feature Bob on this song. It's one of those songs where we tell them in the church we're singing the song next that it's going to get up and go on down the road here just a little bit. Picks up speed pretty good. It's got a good beat to it.
The first time I remember hearing this was a group called Dry Branch Fire Squad that played this song, and they played at the Lexington Bluegrass Festival, Festival of the Bluegrass, as they call it, many years. And they do old-timey music, and they do bluegrass music both. They do a mixture. This is one of those more old-timey numbers. I'd take the picks off for this and do it in old-timey style. Ron Thomason, the head of that band, talked about old-time music and bluegrass music and playing both types, and he always said, you know, bluegrass music is one thing, old-time music is another, but he said there's really a fine line between playing old-time music and not being able to play music at all.
Believe in the old time way. I believe in the power that could move a mountain. Believe in the old time way. I believe in the old time singing and shouting. Believe in the old time way.
Keep playing my favorites. Working on a Building, Wayfaring Stranger. My goodness, it's almost like you planned it or something. You know, sometimes it's amazing to me how some of the best things that happen are things that we never plan on. Like somebody just saying something that pops into their head. Do you find that happens a lot?
Yeah, I guess I catch myself listening intently to people in conversations. This gentleman, he was from Pike County originally. He was telling the stories, you know, as a kid, you growing up kind of hard and everything, and he said he'd go to this particular older gentleman, kind of complain and whine a little bit about things in life, and the old man looked at him and said, "Well, if it's over your head, it's under God's feet." Well, as soon as he said that in the class, I mean, I had goosebumps, and I couldn't wait to get home and going to be a song.
I was talking to an old friend about a problem that I had. He said, listen to these words I learned when I was a lad. A wise man once told me, get down on your knees. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. There's not a problem that he can't meet. This is good advice, so let me repeat. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. Single problem that he can't meet. It's all in the Bible. Please take time to read. He healed the blind and made the dumb speak. It was over their heads, but under God's feet. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. There's not a problem that he can't meet. This is good advice, so let me repeat. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. There's not a problem that he can't meet. This is good advice. Let me repeat. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. If it's over your head, then it's under God's feet. Amen. Thank you.
And you have some CDs of your own, some solo projects that you've done here tonight. I noticed. There's one called Love is Blonde on the table.
Yes, that is a CD that I released in 2010, and so far that's been a million seller. By that I mean there's a million of them in the cellar.
My wife understands that. And there's another one over there called My Ship's Coming In, and I noticed that you wrote all of the songs.
I wrote or co-wrote everything on My Ship's Coming In, and that's a gospel project.
My ship's coming in, something good is about to happen. My ship's coming in, and Jesus is the captain. He's coming after me, because he heard me call his name. He's coming after me. I'll never be the same. And he still walks on the water. He speaks to the raging sea. He tells that wind and the water to bring my ship straight to me. He's walking on bondage and the lies from the grave. And he still walks on the water. He speaks to the raging sea. He tells that wind and the water to bring my ship straight to me.
Yeah, my ship's coming in. signed it and joined the band for 2006.
Okay.
First week of May 2006.
Eddie Hubbard.
There was another bass player, John Utley, and his wife was very, very sick, and he had to quit the band. Okay. So Robert came to my house and asked me would I consider playing with them, and I told him I would give it a try. I got to start with them.
And Bob, I think you were on that first CD, and I understand your daughter played on that first CD as well.
Yes, she was probably 9
oh my
years
goodness.
Old and played with us, and she played with us a few times. I think we recorded pretty much everything on that CD, and then we brought her in to add her parts. You know, we didn't want her hanging around, needing to hang around while we messed up all of our parts. And so she just came in and did her parts, and we kind of sat out in this little studio. There's a little glass window, and we could watch her in there, and we had our headphones on. She had hers on, listening to the track and playing along with it. So it was really neat, and I can remember somebody said, maybe it was me, I said, I've got a feeling that she's going to be doing a lot of this kind of thing, you know, because she was really good. I mean, it was hard to believe. And Randy said, yeah, she's going to be doing this again, and it ain't going to be with us.
So has she continued to do that?
Yeah,
is
when
she still
was,
playing?
When she was about 10, she outgrew playing with Narrow Road and went on and did her own thing. She's a professional violinist now and lives in New York City. Travels around playing violin, has won major competitions. It's incredible what she's done. Started on the mandolin when she was about 4 and graduated to the violin when she was 6 and then stuck with that pretty much. She'll still play with me and
she'll still
invite me into some gigs sometimes that she does, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
I think back, when that happens, I think back to how we used to have her playing with us, and it felt that way, I think. Now she has me playing with her, and it very much feels like that.
As you live your life each day, don't let Satan's evil way lead you to a wicked world of sin. Well, you can learn right from wrong. If you will only listen to him. Listen to the word of God. What is right and what is not. Heed the voice he calls you. He will lead you to paradise. Hold him in a warm embrace. Feel his ever-loving grace. Don't wait till it's too late or you'll be lost. He'll forgive each and every one for all the wrongs that you have done. If you'll just fall down on your knees and pray to him. And as the word of truth unfolds, he will ease your troubled soul. Brothers, lift up your hearts and let him in. Listen to the word of God. What is right and what is not. Hear the voice that calls you. He will lead you to paradise. Hold him in a warm embrace. Feel his ever-loving grace. Don't wait till it's too late or you'll be lost to the other side. Thank you.
side.
Wonderful job. I would like to thank Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and present them to the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Robert, Bob, Christy, Randy, and Eddie, Narrow Road Gospel Bluegrass, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel. who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.